the last sign. Jesus systematically demonstrated that he was the Messiah, fulfilling all scripture about himself. There were many who had genuine doubts, such as the disciples, Nicodemus, John the Baptist, etc. These doubts were cleared as well. On the flip side, there were several Jewish leaders seeking to diminish Jesus by demanding more signs. Jesus had already systematically demonstrated through his life that he was indeed the promised Messiah. Any genuine Jewish seeker should have clearly seen the following prophecies being fulfilled in Christ. His birth, Isaiah 7:14, 11:1, Jeremiah 23:5, Micah 5:2. His life, Isaiah 53, Psalm 22. His miracles, Isaiah 61:1-2, 42:1-4. His graciousness, gentleness and compassion, Isaiah 42:1-4. His rejection, lack of acceptance, Isaiah 53. His teaching and explanations tailored to scholars as well as to those completely new to God. There were the disciples and a few Jews at different levels who recognized and acknowledged Jesus in faith. There were also some of other faiths who demonstrated their faith in him. The Jewish leaders knew it all. They saw the evidence unfold in dozens of ways, not just one. Jesus calls out their hypocrisy and condemns them as evil and adulterous. They wanted Jesus to act at their command. The signs of God are always at his discretion. Even today, many claim to call the shots to demonstrating God's powers. Miracles are not to be taken lightly and disrespected. Jesus determines when we receive miracles and when we don't. Miracles are rarely a reason for people to strengthen faith. Occasionally, they may give faith a small boost. But true faith continues and perseveres despite all odds. Jesus always emphasizes that the greatest miracles occur in the heart. It is transformation of our lives and souls that really matter to him. Jesus highlights some people of other faiths who demonstrate this response of the heart. King of Nineveh responded to Jonah's warning and commanded the entire city to fast completely. They repented and continued to worship God during the reign of the king. They did not have the luxury of the teachings and traditions of the Jews, not to mention the Messiah himself in person, yet they repented. Then there was the Queen of Sheba, who recognized the wisdom of King Solomon and traveled to experience it in person. Jesus declares the last sign as his death and resurrection. He perseveres in giving these hardened leaders yet another chance.